good morning to you people. It is the Starship Rokan Show with Hannah DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. You know, we got Kevin Fowle on the sports, we got Violetta Fatomenica on the traffic, and we have Judy Pylak on news. And Judy Pylak, congratulations to her. Just today it was announced that she is in the 2017 inductions into the WGN Walk of Fame, which is right out here on the plaza. Yes.
Congratulations, Judy. Well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. It's an awesome honor. It really is.
Does it mean we have to do everything for you today?
It's the year of Judy. Hello. Starting now.
Oh, God. We were just done with the year of Violetta. Now what do we do?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, so I'm happy to have uplifted the show, if you know what I mean.
Well,
come on. Everyone benefits.
Define that for me. What do you mean uplift? When you say uplift, what do you mean?
She's saying her shoulders are tired.
Yeah.
Carrying us.
I kind of wonder about that.
It's all been worth it.
How many years have you been here again?
So many years.
You know what?
You know what? I'm with Judy now. I said how long I've been in radio. Somebody asked me like a couple weeks ago how long I've been on Chicago radio, and I said it. And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "I'm not saying that anymore."
Kinda, but you know, now I've changed my mind. Now I'm like, you know what? I'm saying it with pride. 30 years. Who could say that?
30 years.
And I look fabulous.
Yeah, you've been at GN for 30 years.
30 years.
Did you work somewhere before GN?
I did.
Where'd you work?
I worked at W Wives Radio.
Wives Radio
in Crystal Lake.
Isn't that X Wives Radio in Crystal? It would be very funny if it were.
No, it was
92 ex-wives.
And then I also worked at Channel 9 for a little stint. I've been around.
While you were
here. I've been around, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But mostly my whole career has been here. So this has been pretty much my life.
What was your big break when you got here? Like, how'd you get here?
Yeah, who'd you kill?
I was good. That's how I got here.
Well, true.
No, I'm kidding. I persevered. I nagged. I constantly sent in my resume. So, you know, I had already had a foot in the door because I interned at Channel 9 for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Great.
And then I just...
2 years.
Yeah, I just kept at it. Yeah, I wouldn't leave.
But I'm not leaving.
She's still an intern?
No, they paid back then. They paid like minimum wage, so I stayed
Did you start at Bradley Place?
I did.
For radio?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So you
just
were,
for
like,
6 months, and then we moved here, yeah. But I pretty much badgered the news director until he finally hired me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's perseverance. That's a good message.
I would have paid him if I had to.
No.
But that's all I would have done.
I'm following in Judy's footsteps. I'm not leaving.
Nope, yeah. They can't get rid of me now.
Don't try to pay anybody, though.
Judy used to always ask me when I started as an intern, too. She's like, are you looking for a job now that you're graduating? I was like,
And then would I laugh?
I'm okay.
Like, yeah. There's not one here?
Now, I want to also congratulate the other people, too,
sure,
who are in Leonard Baldy, makes the Walk of Fame. Lou Boudreau, the great Lou Boudreau, one of Major League Baseball's most, I think, favored sons of Major League Baseball, because not only as a baseball player, as a manager, and then as a broadcaster, he was in the game for 60-something years, I think. 70 years, something.
Gee,
some
that's a career.
Crazy number like that.
Mm-hmm.
Local guy, too.
Yeah, local guy, right? He grew up in the southern suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Born in Harvey.
Yep. So he's an absolute legend. It's that's a wonderful induction right there. Nick DiGilio.
Yes, congrats to Nick.
Nick DiGilio, who has been here also a couple of decades, right?
I'm so happy to be on with him. It's a really good group. Yeah, he's been here at least 20 years.
Yeah. And Vince Lloyd, also another great booming baseball voice.
I was not here when he was here.
He was here until 1949 till 87.
Then 49. 1 year.
Wow.
He overlapped a little bit. He worked with Jack Brickhouse on the Chicago Cubs and White Sox
delegates. Hey! Yes. He was on, right. Vince Lloyd would do radio, and they'd come over and do TV for a couple of innings and then go back to radio.
How fun is that?
And Boudreau would move around. That was a great broadcast team, because they had terrible, terrible, terrible baseball teams that they had to cover.
Was that the thing back then, Ro? Broadcasters bouncing from TV and radio for sports? Because I know Vince Scully still did that till the end. But
that was Jack Buck did it in St. Louis.
Didn't even Harry Carey do it, too?
Oh, Harry Carey did it for sure, yeah. And then what would happen is Harry Carey would do it, and then you would have either, I'm trying to think, an 80, because he came over to GN. I don't remember what he did with the Sox. I remember if he left to do radio for the Sox or not, because the Sox were on WMAQ, but the Sox, even before that, were on, don't tell me, don't, nope, nope, I, nope, don't tell me.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it was MAQ, actually, that whole time. And he, and of course, Channel 44 on TV. And I can't remember if he moved back and forth when he was at Jimmy Pearsall, but when he got to the Cubs, he was moving back and forth.
So were the studios close to each other? I mean, you just literally would run, or were they in the same
well,
building?
No, they're right, they're next, right, to, next, they're right to next to each other.
Oh.
They're just 5 feet. You just go out the ball and pop back in. Yeah.
You just walk across the, yeah. And that's the, because they generally have the two baseball television in the center, and then the radio's wing, the home and away broadcasts.
Right.
They're
mm-hmm.
like to the left and to the right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and it was pretty simple. It's pretty simple to do, and then they would, and I would give an opportunity to go to the bathroom, you know, and then they would make a big deal like,
Let's hope so.
I just got over here from TV.
I'll take the fifth inning off.
The well, there were guys who did that, right? Aren't there people who do that?
They still do it.
Yeah, there's a guy who still does it, isn't there?
Yes.
All right, Link Hampton. Now, Link Hampton was the you know Trooper Link.
Trooper Link. He was so popular.
He was
hugely popular. And then I remember
the girls all loved him.
One of the local TV stations then did a story about why was Link Hampton as a trooper, Illinois State Police trooper. Why is he on the payroll of the Illinois State Police and working for a private entity like the Tribune Company?
Which, you know what, I have to admit was true.
I think it was a Walter perspective.
Yeah,
I think that might have actually been done by my own unit at the time I was there. So there was
your fault.
Yeah, I didn't produce that piece, but that piece did get produced.
So he went back on the streets to be a trooper.
But you could still hear him, right? I mean, he was still doing other stuff, too. And then I think when he retired from the Illinois State Police, he worked here, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he just cut a spot, like, in the past year here.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was awesome.
For the Department of Transportation, actually.
I had nothing to do with that story.
No fingerprints on that one?
No fingerprints on that story, no.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Mike Mathis. Ann Maxfield.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to her as well. Jack Rosenberg and Larry Schreiner. Wow.
Ah, Larry.
Yeah.
He deserves to be.
Yeah, Larry Schreiner was probably the most, you know, of all those kind of infamous figures from bigger than life figures from the great moments of the 70s and 80s here at WGN. WGN had a great decade every decade, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few weird years. We're not going to let's not
skip over those.
Yeah, let's not acknowledge them, but we don't have to spend any time on them. Larry Schreiner with Eddie Schwartz. That was radio that you heard it on two levels. It was either you were like, I can't believe how great this is, or you were like, I cannot believe how weird this is, and I love it.
But you think about all the voices as a class, you know, all the people in the Hall of Fame, and they've been in our households for generations, and it's such a distinguished group, and it's a huge honor. So Judy, well deserved, and congratulations.
Thank you again.
To you. That's
and
really
I know
awesome.
I know I can be all full of myself, but really,
no.
it's very humbling.
It's gotta be touching, isn't it?
But it will be all about me this year.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Judy was already passing around photos in the newsroom. Like, what do you think of this one when they post my Walk of Fame? What should they use in the publicity?
We're thinking she needs a collage.
She needs.
Yeah, you can't just capture Judy in one picture.
She's like, this one. What about this one?
And people can come see the Walk of Fame. It's right here on the side of the WGN studios, the Streetside Studios. It's on the plaza.
The plaza
here.
Yep.
And it's got all the plaques of induction, and it's actually very cool. When your name goes in there with Wally Phillips and
Bob Collins,
and you know the greats, Ward Qual, the greats of broadcasting. Mm.
Judy Pilak.
Judy's already got a cone out there marking her spot.
Yeah, do you get to pick?
Okay, I do. I did pick my spot.
Did you get to pick the spot? I always
wondered. Yeah.
Can you be like next to Wally or Bob?
I kind of. You know what? I wanted to be right next to the little piece of the Lincoln Tomb that's on the Tribune building.
Oh.
So I'm kind of right below it. But I situated myself right in between all the greats. Yeah. Wally and Bob and don't worry, kind of right where I was supposed to go.
Oh man,
I've been here like a year. When do you think?
Yeah,
when is that coming?
Yeah,
we were Rob Violette. I thought we were, this for sure was our year.
Your first year of eligibility is in 2032. So I'll let you know that. All right, Judy, congratulations again. You really
thank
do deserve
you
it.
So much.
All right, right now Violetta Powder Medic, not a member of the WGN Walk of Fame yet. as the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.